So the correct verse is like this: Minayim shochit Pesach bebomas yochid b'shas isu b'amashu over below taseh. Sounds like a weird question, which the Gemara is immediately going to question itself on. How do you know that if you shecht a Pesach and a b'amas yochid, that you'd be over on a lav? Talmud lomar lo tuchal is b'agat a Pesach be'achad. This is be'achad sharecha. So you can't shecht the Korban Pesach stam in your own backyard, and that of course is the Mishnah that says that you have to shecht. Says the Gemara, well, what kind of crazy question is that? Anush kores, atamar hoch, what, you're looking for a new lav? This is a shvutei chutz. Well, what are you talking about? Why wouldn't it be shvutei chutz? You said you're not allowed to accept it on a promise yachas. It's shvutei chutz. What do you mean? Lo tu chal is boch at a pesach. Reb Shimon Melakish, Aymer, no, it's a brilliant question. The question over here was, b'shochit b'shei shoz ulamala shalol lishmo. B'shaz hechter abome. Shaz is like this. You're going to shecht your Korban Pesach during the time of Pesach, but you're doing it Shelo Lishma. What's then when you do it Shelo Lishma? The Pesach becomes a Shlomim. What's the of a Shlomim? You're allowed to bring a Shlomim on a Bamas Yochid. So that's the question. Did that make your Korban Pesach kosher for a Shlomim and the male? It's okay to do it. It's brilliant, the question. So, v'lomu omer b'shas yisra abomis. Why does he call it shas yisra abomis then? And shas heter abomis. He means b'shas yisra bamato. During the time in which a carbon pesach cannot be brought on a boma, but other things can, meaning on its boma, boma ketana can only be brought in Gilgal or in the boma sibur, wherever that is, I mean, at the time. So then I understand. So lomeli shalol lishmo. What's the shalol lishmo? And that's the point. Shalol tova shlomim ein shem. That's the point he's making over here. You shouldn't think that since you're shechting the Korban Pesach now, if you shecht it l'shem shlomim, if you would shecht it kedem zman, it would be a kosher shlomim. Because therefore, if you shecht the Pesach chutz, over here, which is above Mektana, if you check the Hashem Shlomim, it should be brought, it should be kosher Shlomim then. And not as a Pesach that was shechted Shelo Lishmo, because it's not in the right place. Kamash Malan, that since it's the Zman of Shittas Pesach, it doesn't become a Shlomim, it's just the Pesach Shelo Lishmo, and the male, on the Hakrava, even though it's possible, and not over the chorus, but lo tuchal nisbach at the Pesach. Furthermore, od min had, I mean, you see later on, this Bryce is going to bring you now, that if you shecht the Pesach, even though it's shalol lishmo, b'shas heter abomas, you see that there's a special losa. So he says, yoch, alim shachta mishay shosel vayla yekosha. You might think, now the Bryce is going to end up saying, that if you're makri, the erev Pesach, and momen ketana, korban Pesach, mishay shosel amala, from the Pesach, lo tuchal lizbolas ha-Pesach, which are over Balav, just like we did before. So you might think from Sheshot to Lamala, so it would be kosher. What do you mean? Ma'islach mi-Shesh, it should say like this. Ma'islach mi-Sheshot to Lamata, ni kosher. Lo shalol lishmo. Come now to explain the Brisa. You're saying, you might think if you shechted it after Sheshot, it would be kosher. Mashman, what? Before Sheshot, it is kosher. Right? I mean, how is that? And obviously, you gotta be talking about, I mean, certainly if you shecht the Pesach Lishmo, it's an Adarav, it would be kosher after Sheshos, before that it's possible. So what you're saying is, you might think that in the same way that if you shecht the Pesach Lishem Shlomim, before the Zman HaPesach, meaning in the morning before Sheshos, now look, as it becomes a Shlomim, and it's kosher. You might think that even after Sheshos, but not be Mekaymai. So it's not an Abama Ketana. Since you're not allowed to bring the Pesach on Abama Ketana, it would become a Shlomim, and therefore would be kosher. So therefore, it ends up the Brach, and no, that's why it says, Lo Tuchal Zbog HaTa Pesach, Be'achat Sharecha. Omer, if Yoyisi had Omer Shlomim, Aboy Machmas HaPesach, Sharing the Pesach. Anyways, since you're saying over here that Pesach before Chatzos, before Shlomi, would be kosher Shlomi, would be kosher Abama Ketana. So therefore, you see from here, you don't say since this was initially a Korban Pesach, so therefore it's going to have all the dinim of a Korban Pesach, and even when it turns into a Shlomi, it's a Shlomi Sha'asi, Mikadusha's Pesach, and the male it's Asher and Abama Ketana. No. You see that if you're Eiker the Shem Pesach and it now becomes a Shlomi, it would be kosher. The only thing that we're discussing over here is the shaila of whether it becomes a Shlomi even Lacha Sheshos because it's Shalob in Mekoma. But if it would become a Shlomi because it's Shalob in Zmano, then Enochinami would be okay to bring as Ein Shlamim on a Bamigdash. Let me ask you something. Ola, that comes Machmas Asham. Al Daitid Rablaz, remember there's Machlokis about cases where you have, let's say, Vlad Asham, or Tumuras Asham. So remember we had a Machlokis where, what is the meaning that it's Karev Nidava? Is that it's Karev Nidvas Yachid? Or it's Karev Nidva, Ola meaning Nidvas Tzibur? There are many cases when it's... Okay, so Rabbi Eliezer says that it means Eilas Yachid. So if it's an Eilas Yachid, so then it's Nidav and Nidav. But it comes from an Asha, which is not Nidav and Nidav, right? So now the question is, what's the din of a Nidav and Nidav? Can it be brought on a Bama Ketana, even though it came from something that was Asher to bring on a Bama Ketana? Ma'or should take share of a Bama. That's our Shaila. Neshmina Menada. Let's learn from here. It says in our Mishnah, Kosher Nidav and Nidav Karababama. Kosher Enon Lo Nidav V'Lo Nidav Enon Karababama. Can you explain why you need to tell me the positive and the negative? If you tell me Kosher Nidav and Nidav, I understand the Kosher Enon Nidav and Nidav not. I mean, if you're repeating, going out of your way to repeat it in the negative, such a Lishna Yaseira. So the extra Lashem, therefore comes to tell me that something that isn't Nidav and Nidav, even Machmas, where it comes from, in other words, it's not only a question of Machmas Atzmai, but over here comes Machmas, another Kedusha, like the Yayla. So it's Eino Korib, Bama Ketana. That seems to be the question. Why did we say that a Pesach, which is Korib Shlomim, is okay to bring on a Bama Ketana? The Akronim speak about this a lot. Why? What would be the Nafkamin? The Mice, the Nafkamin is very obvious. That the over here you're talking about the Korban Asham, which can never be brought itself as a shalom, as a nidav and nidav, as a neila. Mashenkin, the Pesach itself can itself turn into a shalom, without, it itself has in it kedusha shalom, which is nidav and nidav. And so, the two cases are not really similar. When it comes to the case of the yayla, inachinami, the yayla can, even though it's nidav and nidav now, cannot be brought on a bamas yachi. Omri b'yezib rebe chanina. In the same way that you have to be kaveya the makam mizbeach al pi navi, so too you have to be a kaveya any makam of the even of a bama gedola. I'm not referring to bama ketana. Obviously, there's no din of makam in a bama ketana, but a bama gedola. That's a gilgal, nice giving. You need to have a navi to be kaveya precisely where it is that you're supposed to put that bama. My timer. He shomer lo kapenta alal techa bechol makom asher tireh. Ki im ba makom. So what's the pshat? Since it says b'chol makom asher tir'eh, so that means that it's not being kovei a makom for bama gedola kefi ra'ot enecha. So when you're in a place, don't think it's any of the places that are isha yashar beinav, which is heter bama. But still, don't think it's b'chol makom. Can't be just any place. It has to be a place that's kavua pi navi. Brilliant, mamish, whole new approach. Wait a minute, says Gemara, but Elio is makrib b'shas Isra bomas. And that's already, man, what's the heter makrib in Har HaKarmel? How could it be makrib b'shas Shilo? I mean, that's not, there was no heter b'shas Shilo. Omar, Reb Simaloi, what do you mean? Dibura. Omar, he told him over at the Dvar Neviyah, it says, u'bidvorcha asiti, b'diburecha asiti. It was based on a Neviyah, which of course, as long as it's not telling you that there was a change in halacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that this is especially Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, do it now. So then, Diburcha Asiti, in other words, he did it, Al Pi Tzivui Hashem. Halacha Yudbeis. Ein Ben Shilo LeYerushalayim, Ela LeShebishilo, Echlim Kodshim Kalim, Ma'aser Sheni, V'chol HaRoeh, U'LeYerushalayim, Lefi Menachuma, V'kan, V'kan, Kodshim Kodshim, Yachol, Lefi Menachiloim, Kedushat Shilo Yesh, Acharei HaHeter, Kedushat Yerushalayim, says Rabbi Yochanan Bar Maria that he was Shamala Minhada. Bring you a raya that the Kedushas, the Mishkan, the Kedushas Shiva, Yeshacharei Meter, because we see that it says Beferish Az Yibna Yoshua Mizbeach Hashem Elokeinu So Ba'arivah Vayalu Alav Alos Hashem continues on Vayizbechu Shlamim. So you see that even after Bias Haaretz, that it was Mutter Lack of a Bomb, even though they were in Gilgal. So here he was in Harival, he went to Harival. You might think that's a special halakha in Harival. So in the other Harival, because the Torah said that you have to go immediately to Harival, to the Gilgal and Abel. So, I mean, to Shechem, to be able to stand in front of Har Gerizim and Harival. Shilo Minayim? How do you know even after Shilo was Nechrab, that then it was also Mutter? Because it says, Vayikach Shmuel Tlech Alevechad, Vayelo Alak Alil Hashem. So, I mean, if that's right after the death of Eli, obviously, I mean, a few years after the death of Eli. And so that means there was no longer any Mishkan Shiloh, right? So now this is now means that there's the Mishkan at that time was in Novin Givon. And since it says over here that this was in the Mitzvah, so obviously he didn't go to Novin Givon, he was going now anywhere. So you see, after the Churban of Shiloh, that the Bama Samut, even though it's the time in which Novin Givon exists. Omer Rebaba Barkana Sholosh Aved. Furthermore, it's part of my Rebaba Barkana says that there were Sholosh Averes Hutru B'Seir Shal Shmuel. That what Shmuel did was connected Allah in three ways. That he did three things. He did up the Adibu. First of all, it says Kalil Hashem, which is extra. I mean, obviously, it says Ailas Kalil Hashem by definition. So it must be that he didn't do Hepshet V'Yitua. He actually burnt the entire animal, Hu the Oro. So, and what do you do about Hepshet V'Yitua? Furthermore, it says Tlech Halev. Halev is a pshat, it's still in its sort of embryonic stage. It was still betoch the Shivas Yamim. It was Mechusir's mom. Otherwise, we call it Halev. It means Mamam is an infant. And furthermore, it was Lila. So apparently there should be, there ought to be, I mean, but this is actually, it's a machlokas and zvachim about whether a bamiktana has these yisurim. Is there a psul laila? Is there a din of epshad nituach? Is there a mechutzer zman? If Abba Barkana's gufa coming to say that what Shmuel did on a bamiktana was in keneged Allah, and that it was al piyadib, or he can't bring a riot from here. But anyway, but meanwhile, you see from here that there are only three things wrong. It doesn't say four things wrong. It was makar for mitzvah. They did three things wrong. But the hakrab of the mitzvah itself wasn't wrong. So it was apparently, it's mutter to be makriv outside of the time. The place. Omar, Rav Yosef, imin hara? That's where you bring away let's shvam in a kolum, you don't learn anything out of that. Ridiculous. Omar, Baba Bar Kahana, I'll bring you an equivalent mimer of Abba Rebaba Bar Kahana. You'll see, you can't bring a riot from Rebaba Bar Kahana. Because Rebaba Bar Kahana says that when it came to Gidon's korban, the part that Gidon brought, he did seven averes. What are seven averes? First of all, he used Avonim Psulis. He used the same Avonim that we used for the Baal. And he built it in Mizbeach Lashem. He can't build a Mizbeach from Avonim of the Baal. So that's number one. Then he took the Atzei Asherah. He was told the Farish. The Helaita Olah Batzei Asherah. I mean, it's Atzei Asherah. It's the Krubus of Edizora. I mean, it's an Emes of Edizora. Fine. Mukta, we'll see later on, it says Befer Shevashanim. It was Mukta for Avedis Kefam. Not only that, it was even Nevad. And Abu Darshan from it, because it mentions two different parim. It says par, it's a parashar asher la avicha, and then it says the parashini sheva shanim. The sheva shanim is maramis that it's mukta, asher la avicha is maramis that your father was evident. So it was both mukta and nevad. And it was Lila, it says vayaz Lila. And Gidon was not a kohen, he was a czar. And it was the zman of Yisr Bomas. So now it's shkute chutz. Okay, so now, obviously, that was not the end of the story, right? The Yisr Bama. There must have been other things that were also, like it says, Beferish in the Bavli. Because here he's saying three things, and here he's saying seven things. How about mentioning what it says in the Bavli, that he used all of the Kalim of the Asherah, which are also Asher to use? Okay, so you see, when you see it's Ton of Ashir, so how do you know over here the same Maman Diyomar, maybe it's Ton of Ashir? He doesn't list everything. That's mind the boy, Yashmir. Look, if you're looking for a riot, I'll tell you what, bring a riot. Bring a nice riot, not your riot. Minahid or Shmuel Barnach, I'll bring a riot. Shmuel Barnach, when brings the riot from the Pasuk by Shmuel, it says, Uchuvato Aramata, Kisham Beto, Vesham Shafat et Yisrael, Vayiven Sham Mizbeach Lashem. So it means that he had a Mizbeach in the Ramah. That's after the days of Eli, after the end of Shiloh. So you see that Bamais obviously were Mutaras. That is what was he doing with the Mizbeach in Ramah? It's obvious. K'tiv vayorem hatabach et hashok v'ha'oleha vayotzer v'nei Shaul. When Shaul came and he was looking for his missing donkeys, and he comes to Shmuel and it says that they brought the shok and the thing that was on it. What does that mean? Ha'aleh, not ha'aleh. Ha'aleh is what it says in the pasuk. What is that? What's that ha'aleh? So Shmuel Bar Nachman says that's a reference to the shok, shaka, b'shufa, all the shofi, that we, that's the lashon of the basar, the round, the shok, is he brought the whole thing. So it's all the basar around the etzem akulis. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the aleha is a way of saying the alya. Why? Because the alya was put on top of the shok. So the shok and the alya. Rabbi Loza says, no, it's a chaz of a shok. If it's aleha, the chaz is always put on top of the shok when you do tenufa. So tenufa, chaz of a shok, means that they brought the chaz of a shok to. The Amar Rabbi Loza, even the chaz of a shok, which is normally the Kohanim, but that's only a Bama Gedela. But it goes to the Baalim in a Bama Ketana. Therefore, over here, when Shmuel was bringing a Shlomim, it was a Bama Ketana, so they brought the Chaz of a Shok also, and it was given to them. That's why it says, the Aleha to be Merams. It was Mutter for the Baalim to take the Chaz of a Shok, not to give it to the Kohanim. Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Lazar, or Ha'olah the Kohanim, the Bama Gedela, or the Baalim, the Bama Ketana. Only that, normally the din of the or, it says Hakohen Makriv. It's Olat Ish or Olat Shikvel Hakohen Lo Yeh. Normally goes to the Kohen, but that's only if it's a Bar Megidela. But over here, once a Zar is Kashal Akrovas, no din of Kuna. There's no din of the Or either. Reb Zira B'Shem Reb Yirmiya also says Trumas Teira Lekohen Bar Megidela, but the Baalim Bar Megidela. Normally we take one lechem from each of the types, give it to the Kohen. The four lechamim, which is truma, over here, since it's the Baalim can do the Aveda, the whole thing could be eaten by the Baalim. Rabbi Yochanan, boy, Halayla, Maoshe Kashu Baboma, is there an Isser of Hakrava Balayla in Aboma or not? Hey, the Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar asked, what do you mean? It says, Befer, Shaktiv, Vayomer Shaul, Potsu Ba'am Lamartalem, Hagishu Elai Ishoro. The mites over there was that they came, everybody was like shechting, and they weren't being careful. So it says, Ve'agiru l'shol l'amor, hinei ha'am chotim la'ashem, l'chol al adam. I'm not sure exactly what was going on. But Shaul says to them, okay, go ahead, yelo elai hayom evan gedol. And he stresses hayom. So bring me now. So he created a mizbeach where he would do the shechita, and now it would all be shlamim and so on. So apparently it was dafka because it was beyom, but b'layla, it would have been also. Okay, it said Laila Lechulin. They were doing Shechita Schulin. And he was Hayon Lemugdashim. So that was during the time where there was a Bama Kitana, here over here, because this was while they were chasing after the Plishtim. So you see that even though it was a Bama Kitana, it was Shazetra Bamais, but they weren't allowed to be Makar Balaila, even though it was a Bama Kitana. Katshama Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Yafali Madan Rabbi Lazar. When Rabbi Yochanan heard this drasha, he said, oh, that's beautiful. The drasha is a beautiful drasha. It's taka asr to be makar balayla, even on a bama ketana. Rabbi Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Eloi points out, kosev echad ha'imer vayitosh mishkan shiloh. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left mishkan shiloh, the oil she came ba'adam, mashma that it was only an oil. It calls it an oil. But kosev echad ha'imer, but to be able Beit Hashem Shiloh, so that it says that the Bichana brought Shmuel to the Beit Hashem. So was it an oil or was it a bayit? How is that? Okay, it's a bayit shalavani milamata, the riot milamala. So they had, instead of the krashim, at least that's what we think it means now, instead of the krashim, they had walls that were made out of avonim, but it was still an oil in the sense that they used the coverings, the riot of the Mishkan, of the Midbar. And he haita menucha, and that's the menucha that's referred to in the Pasuk, that it's menucha, so there was an element of kviut to it, but it wasn't yet nachala, so it was a middle stage between complete nachala and having a sense of the kavua. Omer Rebbe Zeira ubilvad, but it's necessary to understand that the binyan of Shiloh was only 10 tefachim high. So Bilvad, which is the size of this table, I mean, it sounds crazy. Bilvad Atzarat Tvachim to Binyan Habayit. Only Atzarat Tvachim were built like a house. What? But not the Shem Shaya Oil Moed Natui Kachosher Beshilo Natui. Understand? If there was a din of an oil moed, you're calling it an oil. How didn't it have the same height as the Kroshim? I mean, you can't change the dimensions. Also, you want to change the binyan into a binyan abonim. So that doesn't make any sense. Om Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Bon, you understand? Of course the rest of the distance was Kroshim. That's the point. They built a Sora Tvachim of Binyan, and on that they had the Kroshim extending up to normal height. So that the Krashav, Brichav, Amudav, Adanav, and you could see, just like in the Mishkan, you could see, Ayuha Krasim Nirim Betochok, Kyochavim Barakia, he's able to look up at the point where the Uriahs were connected by the crossover point. You could see the Krasim sticking through, and they looked like stars that would be in the sky. And this was true in Shiloh as well. All he was pointing at, he didn't mean to say the whole building was only 10 Tvachim high, but it's crazy. He meant that the binyan part of the building was 10 Tvachim high. That was Avonim, and on top of that was the Mishkan. And Reb Chiya Rabba, Reb Chiya Gadol, says, he says to Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, who was Rebbe's son, Ani shamati mi'avicha, I heard from your father Rebbe, shekol chupot shehayu, it's a tremendous fiddle. All of the chupot, because we use the lashon of chupot because chofei falav kol hayom. So chofei falav means that binyamin atzadik is chofei over the mishkan. That means that if it says chofei falav kol hayom, means it was always bechalkosh binyamin. Tell it. But even Mishkan Shiloh was B'chalkosh B'nyonim. My time, Ben K'tei Pav Shachin. Mishkan Shachin is always between the K'tafayim of B'nyonim. What? How can you say it was B'nyonim if it says B'feirish that Shiloh was built of K'alkosh Yosef? No, I can ask you the same question. It says V'yivchar B'shevet Yehuda. And it says the same thing in the continuation of the puzzle. Char Shevet Yudah is Har Tziona Shirahev. The next words in the same Tehillah. So V'chim Yudah B'chah, that's the same question. I it says Chofei Falav Kol Hayom, the base of English B'chal Kosher Binyamin, so how can it be Yudah? Ela, Bechira or Bechira? There were two separate elements in the Bechira. There was the Bechira in Yehudah in terms of the Makamah, the Azorahs and the Mahaya Bechalkosh Yehuda and Sanhedrin and so on. And then you had the Mizbeach, meaning the rest of the Mizbeach. There was even a Chelek of the Mizbeach was also in Yehuda, where it wasn't Bechalkosh of Tayreth. So it was the same thing in Shiloh. So it was Bechira. Ma Bechira Shinamar La'alan Binyamin Bechlal. Just like it says for Yivchar at Shevet Yehuda. Doesn't mean to the exclusion of Yehuda. There was a Ritzur Mechalkosh Yehuda, the Tok Chalkosh Binyamin. We're over there. There was the Dorim and the Mizbeach was Banui. And then, so the same thing is true over here. B'shevet Ephraim lo bachar, that it was no longer B'chir Mishkan Shiloh, was also Binyamin Bichlal. And indeed, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Abu, B'shem Rabbi Yosef B'chanina, says, it's said, Ritzon Shochni Sneh, by Birchas Yosef. It says, Uritzon Shochni Sneh. What's that mean? It means that the Ritzon, that's also the Kotchim, Kotchim Rimaratzim. So the Ritzui of the Kotchim, where they were Nechomim Bechelko Shal Yosef, that the Kotchim that are Meratzim are indeed eaten in the place of the Chelek of Yosef. We'll see later on, we dodge in Shechnei Sneh, is Sina, that Binyama was going bananas about the Chutzpah that they should have, and what's going on? Same thing that we find by Yehuda. It's like, Haya Binyamin Mitzvah Lav Kalayom Lavolo, who's trying to get that back. Well, you're also, Omer of Abu Dhamma, the Tziporin, it was like a triangle, a Rosh Tor, by Yehuda, we find it was Ritzua, it was Yosef, over here was a triangle that came out, Mitoch Chalko Shal Yosef, Lutoch Shal Chalko Shal Binyamin, that also had that Chalek, of same place, but Yehuda had the Chalek of the Dorim of the Mizbeach. Yosef grabbed that, and where do you see that? My time, in the Yerushalmi always means Minola. My time of where do you see that? Because it calls Shiloh Ta'anat Shiloh. It says in Yoshua, Nasav Agvul Mizracha, Ta'anat Shiloh. There's no place called Ta'anat Shiloh. Ta'anat Shiloh means Ta'aniya Va'aniya, misery. Misery place. Well, Shiloh is a misery place. Because it means Ad Iskufei de Shiloh. Until the point where Binyamin HaTzadik was Mitztayer being trying to be Boilea, the Bechelek of the Mizbech, was Bechelek of Sher Yosef, and says, Rabbi Yonah, and Rabbi Abu, B'Shem Rabbi Yosef, and Chanina, that's the Pshat. Ritzon Shochni Seneh, Shesharat Shechina B'Sanna Av Sher Yosef, that the Shechina was Shere in Binyamin, who hated Yosef for this, because he took away that little piece of Mizbech, the same way he was angry at Yehuda. How do we know by Shiloh that indeed there's a din in Kol Haro'eh? As you see in the pasuk, it never talks about the achila. It only talks about shkute chutz. It doesn't talk about eating it chutz. Because we find that it says in Dvorim, Yishom lecha ben ta'aleh. There's an Isra Bakhilas Chutz also. So why does it only say Tentale Asher Tir'eh that you see? So you see that there must have been a place that only the Isra Pentale Aliyatcha is also. But Achila was Mutter Bechoma Koma Asher Tir'eh. Beautiful. That there is a Heter Bechol Asher Tir'eh. Reb Shimon ben Maishe Baikam and Reb Elazar Mao Haroeh. How do we define the meaning of Roeh? What's the pshat? Is it Shiloh or is it Shiloh Mishkan Shiloh? Is it the city or is it the city together with the Mishkan? If you see the city of Shiloh, can you eat or you have to actually see Mishkan Shiloh? Give all the good questions over here. Maaleh, it has to be Shiloh or Mishkan Shiloh. And if you go on how to Beit Ma'on, if you take a look where Beit Ma'on is, where that is Shiloh Mishkan. Of course, you can't eat in Beit Ma'on because Zeh Mafsik V'Zeh No Mafsik. Beit Ma'on itself, you couldn't eat Kachim Kalim because there's things that is a slope that you can't actually see. But it means that if you would be able to see from a place like that, you could see the city and, if you climb up, you could see. You see the city and the Mishkan, boy, we need them for our tour guide courses. Everybody doesn't know where exactly where it is.
They found where the Kalim are, just within the
site
of the Mishkan.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Rabbi Yosef, Hashem Rabbi Yochanan, says, Zeh Siman. Look, as far as the Isser of Boma, the Siman is like this. Ko Zman She'aron Bebifnim HaBamot Asurot. As long as you have an Aron in a Nimtza, Bifnim of a Mishkan, let's say like having the Omay, or you had in the Shiloh, or you had in the Beis HaMikdash, then you have an Aron. So then, the Bomei Torah Surah. So Yotzah, but as soon as the Aron goes out, so like you had during the time of Nov and Givon, where the Aron was in Kiryat Yarin, or you had during the time of Gilgal, where the Aron was going around with Yoshua. So then, the Bomei is in Yidum HaTorah, but it's really, if you take a look at it, it can't be coincidence, it's a function of the time where the Aron is. Reb Zira Boikame Reb Yos, is that like, how about if the Aron is taken out for a minute? So let's say the Aron is captured by the Plishtim, like during those last few minutes of Mishkan Shiloh. So was it Mutter for the Bomis at that moment when they captured the Aron? And so it's Yos Afil Shah, Kigonahida Eli. How about there where they took the Aron to the Milchama, which normally they didn't do? Would the Bomis be Mutoris on that day that they took the Aron out or not? We don't have a clear riot to that. Are you guys getting itchy already? Yeah, I guess so. All right. Zion on the base. And we're up to Reish Lakish by Kamei Rabbi Yochanan. You got that? We're going to learn it out from... Oh, did we do the Shamshan? No, we didn't. Sorry. No, a little bit before that. No, we didn't do that. So we asked, what's the din? All right, so let's start it again. Rabbi Zeraboy Kamei Rabbi Yosef. Afil l'sha'ak gonahide eli. So if the Aron is missing just like for that day, when they took the Aron out, does that mean that the Bomas become mutaris? Or it's a din only in the Kviyas Hamoka? Rabbi Avu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan says that you can learn out from Gzeirah Shavah. Gzeirah Shavah is Sham. Ma Sham. Shenemar la'alan Abomas Asuros. Just like it says, Ein Baron Rak Shnei Luchot Avanim Asher Iniach Sham Moshe, and that was when they started. That was the day that they brought the Aron into the Beis Hamikdash. It says over there the Lashon of Sham and the Bamas Rasurais, Av Sham Shenemar Kan, where it says by Mishkan Shiloh, it says by Yisui Misham, and Aron Bris Hashem, Abomot Asurot. Says Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish Boy Kamei Rabbi Yochanan, if that's the case, so then Me'ata, you should say, Im Ein Aron, Ein Pesach. By Pesach it also says, V'makom Hashem Yivkar Hashem L'shaken Shmo Sham. So it says, V'zavach Pesach Hashem Elokecha, and so on. So then you should have the same drosh of Sham Sham, that the only time that there should be a carbon Pesach is in the Bayis Risha, but in the Bayis Sheni, there shouldn't be any carbon Pesach. From the time of Yoshio, there's no Aaron. They took the Aaron out, and there shouldn't be a carbon Pesach. For that matter, according to you and Nov and Givon, there shouldn't be a carbon Pesach either, because there was no, based on this Gzeir Shava, there's no Sham Sham. How are you going to explain it? The Mishnah says Beferish that the Pesach was brought in the Baal Megiddo. And you're saying that it wasn't brought. Amar Rabbi Yosef, that I learn out from Askara. Okay, forget it. Let's change that. Forget about Sham Sham, which doesn't now end up consistent with the din of Karban Pesach. But we can learn Vaisumi Sham as Aron Bris Hashem. It says over there, the Aron Bris Hashem Tzvakot. It says, Ein Baron Ki Ima Luchot Asher Karas Hashem. So just like the Azkara, the mention of the word Hashem, that it says by the Beis HaMikdash, it says the Aron Bris Hashem Tzvakot. So just like over there, the Bamot Asarot, so too by Mishkan Shiloh, where it says Asher Karat Hashem, is also it says Hashem Tzvakot, Yoshev HaKruvim, is also Bamot Asurot. Mashen came by Karban Pesach, doesn't say anything about Aron Hashem, so why would it be Asur bring a Karban Pesach? V'chein Abri Rabbi Yudav, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Maaser Sheni Benov Givon. In a Bryce Rabbi Yudav, and Rabbi Shimon hold that Maaser Sheni was also eaten in Nov and Givon. So that's all very nice and ethic, Rabbi Yudav. According to Rabbi Yudah, that makes sense. Rabbi Yudah Amar Chatat Yachid B'Bom Megedela, but Ein Chatat Pesach Yachid B'Bom Megedela. In other words, he holds that even every other thing that's not Kavua L'Mzman, Chatas and other things, that is not Kavua L'Mzman, can be brought on a B'Bom Megedela. In which case, he also holds that Maaser Sheni could be eaten in a B'Bom Megedela. As we treat the B'Bom Megedela the way we treat Yerushalayim, and like Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afat Sibur, Eino Mevi Elo Masha Kaval of Kakatuv. But according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that only things that are Kavua L'Mzman, even Karbonas Tzibur, can't be brought in the Baal Megiddo, which of course was the Diak of the Bavli, that the Mishnah is going Aliba, that's why he uses Psachim as a remes to that Aloha, that it's only something which is Kavua L'Mzman, but if it's not Kavua L'Mzman, it's not going to be brought even in Baal Megiddo, so we can't use it. We can't use the Dorim v'Nadava as the Hagdara. The Hagdara is Pesach because it's Gevul HaMzman. So if a Chayva the Tzibur isn't brought in a Bamet Tzibur, Koshken the Chayva the Yachid that's not Gevul HaMzman is not going to be brought in a Bamet Tzibur. So then how does this make sense? Why would I eat then? Maaser Sheni and Nov and Givon, we're not treating it like the place where the Tzibur comes to do its things. That's because of Rav Shimon Mishan Nikva Maaser Sheni Odlo Pasak. He holds that Maaser Sheni has nothing to do with the halacha of the Kedushas HaMishkan. Now, once we started counting the Shemitah and the years of Shemitah, so that's already Mechaibas in Maaser Sheni. And that's after the first, the 7-year Shekivsha, the 7-year Shechilku. After that period, they started counting and bringing Maaser Sheni. It's nothing to do with it. It's not similar to Chovot Shekavua L'Mzman because of the years of this year. That's a din in the karka. Minayin Shekohanim Yotzei Yedoi Chovotan B'Chalo V'Truma. How do we know that this is a brisa referring to eating matzah? So it says over there, this is, we had this in Pesachim recently. We learned Pesachim in the Bavli. So how do you know that Kohanim can eat the matzah that you're mechuyev to eat, meaning the first night of Pesach, your matzah skova, they can eat that from challah. They can eat it from truma, even though that's not food that anybody else could eat. That is, a zar can't eat it. Or yisrael. Yisrael can be yotzeh b'maaser sheni on Pesach to eat now matzah from maaser sheni in Yerushalayim, obviously.
So in the chol nefesh?
Yeah. Yeah, but we end up saying that it's okay. Talmud Lomar Berf Tochlu Matzot. So that's a Reba. Reba. So there it says Bechol Moshvotechem. And we know already. So what's the Tochlu? It's for Drasha. That even a coin is Yotze with, even though it's a Chovah, you would say, but you're Yotze with something that you have to bring anyway. It's like Chala, Truma. Or Yisrael is Yotze with Maitre Sheni. Yoko Yotze Yudecho Vatame Bikurim. So you might think that if you eat Exais Matzah of Bikurim, that's made from the Chitin that we're Bakar Bikurim, you'd also be Yotze. Talmud Lomar, Bechol Moshvotechem Tochlu Matzot. Only matzah ne'echelet b'chol moshav yetzu bikurim she'ena ne'echelin b'chol moshav. You're not able to eat now matzah that is also to eat outside of Yerushalayim. Because it says, lo tuchal l'chol b'sharecha matzah l'rna shumat yadecha. Shumat yadecha is elo ha'bikurim. So ha'tevun, you're going to say the same thing about Maisa Sheni. It's a gears, it's like gears of Sheni. Ha'tevun, they ask, what about Maisa Sheni? Also can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Sorry, Areinu Ne'echal B'chol Moshav, once it comes into Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be paid it. So how is it that you're being going to be Yotzi, your Matzah, even though you're in Yerushalayim, it's not B'chol Moshvatechem? Answers the Gemara, Ra'uihu Le'ipadot V'le'yachel B'chol Moshav. If the Matzah would become Tameh, so you could be paid it even in Yerushalayim. And therefore, it's theoretically, you would be able to eat this in any moshav, okay, it's not Tamei Baruch Hashem, but it has at least a theoretical possibility. So your Yotze, I'll be the theoretical possibility, but Bikurim is not even a theoretical possibility. Correct, yours is Rebon Barchia Boy. Halakuach, because of Maiser Shani Shinitma. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what would be the din? Rabbi Yehuda holds that once your Mechal Peros onto money, if you bring that money, and now you have a lakuach of Maaser Sheni. You have something that you brought with the money of Maaser Sheni, which now obviously has Kedusha's Maaser Sheni. And it becomes Tomei, there's no pidyon. Because the original Maaser Sheni has the kerach of the Kedusha to be Teifus's pidyon. But the second time around, it can't be Teifus's pidyon. Therefore, if it's lakuach, you're not able to be paid it. So now, what's the din according to him? Ho'il, the eno ra'ui, Lipadot v'layachel b'chol moshav, ein yotzima. Lefara, you won't be yotze with it because you can't now be put it to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. So now, according to them, does that mean that indeed you won't be yotze, or do we say that since it was bought with something that you could have theoretically been motze, so we'll apply it then even to lakuach v'mayser shani? The Tani, Lakuach Bekesem Maiser Shenitma Yipadeh, Rabbi Yomer Yikaver. Once something is in Yerushalayim that was bought with Maiser Sheni money, so the Tanakama holds you can be paid it, just like you'd be paid the original Maiser Sheni. Rabbi Yomer says it has to be buried. There's nothing you do with it. You're not allowed to eat it, but to Malawachaltibani, but you're also not allowed to be, but there's no way to be paid it and to eat it anywhere else. So therefore, there's nothing to do. So according to this, now we're asking, what would be the din? Do we say, Hoyo ve'ino ra'uili padot v'layachel b'chol moshav, since I can't be poted to eat it wherever I want, shall we say en yotzin bo, and that we look at the specific case, or do we say that since l'mais in general, you'd be yotzin ma'aser sheni, you could be yotzin with a lakuach ma'aser sheni? Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish has another question. Shimon ben Lakish, boy. Also, in Yotzin, in other words, if you're going to tell me that you're not going to be Yotze Matzah with a Lakuach Bekesem Maaser Sheni, since it doesn't have pidyon, even though now it's Torah, because it's not Nechal B'chol Moshav, so now, if you would eat a Kezayis of Matzah from Challah, that you were Mafrish from Maaser Sheni. So now, Chala's Maaser Sheni has to be burned. Like all Chala, it becomes Tamei. It's Trumat Meah. So in that case, it would be burned. Not Padui, obviously. It's a Chavtsa Viser. So yeah, there's no way to be paid a Trumat Meah or Chala Meah. So forget about the question. It's not only B'der Abiyuna. Not only B'der Abiyuna. In this case, everybody is made. That if it would also be Chala, There's nothing to do with it. So shall we say that since had it become tame, so chalas maaser sheni would have to be burned like any other truma tamea. Therefore, it's considered to be by definition eino ne'achal b'koma shavu. Or again, do we say, well, yeah, you made it challah, but lemaisa theoretically, if you hadn't made it challah, so then it would still have the original din that it's theoretically potable, podeable, and being able to move it out of Yerushalayim. It's the question. So, same question. So, well, okay, good question. For nakasha start finished, as you know, we can move on, right? As I said, it's the derech of Yerushalayim. I mean, very often, but doesn't even bother to say kasher anybody or whatever. Just moves on. You know, okay, you've made your point. Could be. Yachol yotzi yidechov aton b'chalot todah. Now the Brisa says you might think continuing this situation the Brisa we had before about being yotzi the kohanim and being yotzi with the truma and chala and Yisrael being yotzi with the sheni. Says yachol yotzi yidechov aton b'chalot todah. How about if they made matzah for the carbon tater, right? So you have 30 out of the 40 chalot are made out of matzah, so it should be kosher to eat it, at least that night. I mean, it's tight anyway, it's kosher to eat. You know, Malayla, can I eat it? That night is my matzah. Rikike Nazir, and you might think you'd be yotze, also the 20 chalas that are brought with the carbon naziras. Is also, it's fine to be yotzi with Talmud Lomar. Shivat yamim matzot tochelu. Only matzah me'achelet kol shiva. If you can't eat that matzah, and obviously you cannot eat the matzah potato because you only have a day and a night to eat it, and you cannot eat rikike nozer for 7 days after dinner with shlomi, so you don't eat it for 2 days, so you're in big trouble. Therefore, you're not going to be yotzi matzah, because matzah has to be royal for 7 days. It's a separate halacha. Nothing to do with that it has to be brought menachuman and so on and so forth. It's a shivas yomi. Matzah me'achelet kol shiva, yotze kalot toda, urikike nazir, she'inan e'achalim kol shivan. Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rish Lakish says, mima she'ne'achlu kalot toda urikike nazir b'chol ei Yisrael, lo tzarich ha'shona lotzian mimoshav. Wait a second. Why do we need now from a new drasha to darshan shivas yamim that you won't be yotze? Why can't we already know from the pasuk that the matzot have to be roy b'chol moshvatechem? We said, how can you eat shlomim b'chol moshvatechem? Before you said it's a dover poshet. If you can't eat it wherever you are, then you're not yotze. Theoretically, you can eat it wherever you are. You can be paid it, but how exactly would you be able to eat your chalos not taida and your rikike nazir? I don't need to learn it out of shivas yamim matzot ochelu. I only need to learn it because moshvatechem, and I'm only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. Now you're going to answer this one. Okay. So in other words, the shaila over here is, that's dependent on the machlokas that we began with today. In other words, when the Mishkan came to Novin Givon, if you're allowed to bring now Kachim Kalim in all Arei Yisrael, so then that would mean that you could in fact have this Bechol Moshvotechem. Therefore, I need to have the Pasik Shivas Yomi Matzotochem, that even if you brought a Teda Karmat Teda Bechol Moshvotechem, because you're allowed to bring it on your roof. So I brought it wherever I want to. So this is dependent now on the question of whether Naziris, we mentioned, Taisus mentioned this, in the Bavli, is Naziris considered to be a neither and neither? We pointed out, Taisus points out that it's not, our Gemara is not really telling the whole story. Because it says anything that's similar to a Karban Pesach, but the truth is that it excludes Naziris as well. It's not so partial then. That's why we would need two different drushes. If you hold it as known as Iris, so in the Chor, you don't need the bus for the colors, you need for the colors Taylor, but not for the Kike Nazi. Because it would be dependent on that shot. Says Rabbi Yosef, Shebi Shlomi, Zotomera, Shineachlu Chalotad, Ari Kike Nazi, Bechol Eretz Yisrael. So that proves that. If Lamaisa, you're allowed to be Makri B'Shas Hetra Abame, so then fine. But if not, then Lotzarach Hashanah Lotzion Mimosha, according to to the shita that holds that you could not eat in any other place, so then you don't need to bring it out of the Shivas Yomim. You can learn it out of the Moshav. Says, well, wait a second, Neka Chalot Todah, that's all very good, that the Todah certainly brought us above Mas Yochid, because it's above a Neder Ben Adav, right? But you included Rekike Nazir. Rekike Nazir is not so partial, Rekike Nazir Lokein. The Korban of a Nazir is considered to be a Chovah. It's not, you can be Neder Naziris, which can't be Neder the Korban of a Naziris, in which case, maybe you can't bring it at all, not in the Boma Gitana, not in the Boma Gedale in those days. So now we're back with our kasha, so why can't we learn out from the Chom B'Shvotechem? Fine, I understand the Lach Metoda is dependent on the Shah, but Rekike Nazir, you shouldn't have mentioned. That indeed for sure could have been learned out from the Rekike Nazir B'Chom B'Shvotechem. Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, Leit Kan Nazirut. Rabbi Yochanan says, forget about Rekike Nazir, that you shouldn't have never mentioned Rekike Nazir. Nazirut is called a chovah, because once you're neiter than Nazirut, it's the Torah that's mechayev you to bring it, and therefore, b'shas hetera abomeis, there is no Nazirut at all, not in Abome Ketana, not in Abome Gedela, because it's considered to be a davar that is b'chovah, not similar, therefore, to the things that are mutter to bring. We don't bring it at all.
But somebody makes a neder, doesn't he now have a
chiyuv? Yeah. But I don't need, you can't be yotzi as matzah when something doesn't exist. There's no such thing as a kikei nazir b'smanas. Says, we're going back on it, the whole conversation is irrelevant, because you can easily come up with a case. Maybe the nazir was alive here right at the end of the period of Mishkan Shiel. Okay? That would be the case. You need a pasuk to cover every case. The Nazir brings now his korban chatas while Shiloh is around. Okay, so he brings his chatas in Shiloh. In Shiloh you can bring the korban chatas of a yochid, because that was a, even though it's not kavulam's mind, but that was an abona, that was a mishkan. In Mishkan you bring all the korbanos, same way you bring in the Beis HaMikdash. Then Mishkan Shiloh is destroyed the next day, with the story with Eli. What does he do about his korbanos, his eilos, korban eilos, korban shlomi? Now that's a valid question. Because even though you're right, could be that he couldn't have been marked with his chatas, but the question is, the eilos and shlomi that was linked to the chatas, and the chatas was brought in the Beis HaMikdash in Shiva. Can you bring now the eilos and the shlomi in Novin Givon? And that was the question. So over there, no Olat Shlomim are Boim B'Neder B'Nevada, and therefore they should be able to be brought for Novi Givon. That's why we needed the extra pasuk to be Mamayek Rekike Nazir from the pasuk that they're not Roy for Shivas Yomi. So therefore you can't use them for Matzah. That's the case. B'Neder Chinami. Normally you wouldn't have had the case, because there would be no way to be marked with any way that it would be roi b'chol moshvotecha. It wouldn't be roi b'chol moshvotecha. Rekike Nazir. That was yesterday's sin. Reb Ezra bon kamei Reb Mana. Reb Ezra asked Reb Mana, lokin omer Rebbe b'shem Reb Yosa, shalmech ha'giga ha'boim b'boma, k'sherim el shlo olu l'balim l'shem chova. Even a shlomim that is coming as a neder nedava, let's say shalmech ha'giga, which are coming for the rega. Okay, so they're only shayach during the regel. So that's called it as a zman kavua. If you brought them an aboma, they're kosher, but you weren't yotze your chiyav of a chagiga. It's time to carve a shalom, because what are you bringing them on your own roof for? That's nothing to do with it. So why don't we say the same thing? Eila v'shlomim kam b'nedem b'nedava, and since they are now a chayva for his naziris, they shouldn't be Eila l'shem chayva for his naziris at all, in which case there'd be no way to bring to have Rekike Nazir b'chol moshvotechem. Because you're going to say, look, I have Rekike Nazir because he brought his chatas in the Shiloh. So what? It's no different than bringing your chagig in the wrong place. This was supposed to be brought as part of your kapara of the Nazir. You didn't bring it that way. Maybe a kosher carbon, but it's not called Rekike Nazir. So there ain't no Rekike Nazir in such a case, any more than you're going to bring your pretend chagiga and call it a chagiga. It's not a chagiga. It's Stam a carbon shlomi. So over here, the carbon that he's bringing is stam a carbon ayla. Why do you call that? Where's the rikike? Rikike nazir for his shlomi. That's not rikike nazir. So that's not a good answer. Therefore, I tell you, okay, elik Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda mer chatas pesach liyachid b'bama gedela. Ein chatas pesach liyachid b'bama kitan. That he holds, Rabbi Yehuda holds, that a chatas, that a yachid has to bring, or other chayres that a yachid has to bring, which do not have a zman kavua. Chatas is dependent on your mitzvah, not on a particular time. Are also carved in a bama gedela. The only miyut that we had was to be marked with them in a bamas yochid. If that's the case, it turns out that oilos or shlomim, including rikike nazir, could be eaten on any bama. So then they would be included in kol moshvotechem. So why is it matzah kosher from it, but kol moshvotechem? Therefore, it says shivat yamim to tell me only matzah that is roy to be eaten for shivat yamim is kosher. So that even though it's edible, b'chomo shvotechem, it isn't edible for 7 days, therefore it doesn't count towards your favorite matzah. Lo, says the Gemara, lo asik Rabbi Shimon. He does have to go to Rabbi Yehuda. It's going according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kima chenizrak alavecha bin adamim, hutra nozir b'yayim, uletam elemetim. Zemachlokes, at what point the nozir's disease is canceled. Rabbi Shimon says, any of the karbonis, chatas, shlomim, eilah. First dam that is nizrak on him is matir him to drink wine, allows him to be matam lemesim. Therefore, it's talking about that we brought the korban chatas in Shiloh. At that point, the oil and the shlomim are not called davar shebechovah at all because they're not needed anymore. It's already mutter. We don't need all of his karbonas. In which case, the rikike nazir would now be nechal bechomo shvotechem, but they're certainly not nechal l'shivas yamim. Therefore, we need the pasuk of Shivas Yomim to be the Mayit. Itano Itani, there's a Braita that says, and there the Braita is referring to the pasuk Lovatim and Atalam and Ufelam and Achanav that we just had before. So there's a Tana that says that Menucha is Shiloh, Nakala is Yerushalayim, which we had in the Bavli. But there's also a Tana that says that no, Menucha is Yerushalayim, and Nakala is Shiloh, even though it's out of order. Menucha v'nachala, and what's the svara? Mind you, menucha is a reference to Shiloh, and then elo batem arata ela menucha. So just like it says in the pasuk, menucha v'nachala. So menucha v'nachala is the order. Menucha first, the Shiloh. Nachala second is Yerushalayim. Fine, nachala is Yerushalayim, and that makes sense. It says ayit savua nachalatili. We see that the Navi compares the Nachala, meaning Yerushalayim, to a vulture that's with all of its filthy pieces of nevelas that it has carrying, and there it's calling. It's talking about Yerushalayim over there that they killed in Yerushalayim, so it's Magul v'Dam Naki and so on. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to the Shvichas Domim that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed for, the Beis Hamikdash HaRishon. And so on. That's called the Nachala. So Nachala's going to be some English. Whereas the Mad Yom Nachala refers to Shiloh. He says, but it says, Haitali Nachlatika Aryeh B'ya'ar. We know that there it's a reference to the Nachala that Yoshua gave over, not the Nachala, meaning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nachala. And that's Mishkan Shiloh. Menucha is in Yerushalayim because it says Mitzot Menucha Tiyadeyav. It says Bachar Hashem B'tzion. Bachar Hashem B'tzion, and he said Zot Menucha Tiyadeyav. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to Tzion as Nachala, as Menucha. Le'achad, even after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, it's still called Binyan Adeyad, meaning that this is Zeh Menucha Tiyad forever. One. There's not going to be another one. There's only one place. So in other words, the same thing over here. So le'achad, you can compare this to a guy, she'asalo chavila, v'ya ne'nachba. A guy, he's carrying around this package over here, and he's going from place to place, and he sits down, and he leans on his package. So even though in the end he's going to bring it into his house, but this is his menucha. So far, so Yerushalayim is called menucha. So kach ba'olamoy, nesra abamos, b'gilgalut rabamos, b'shilo nesra abamos, b'nov givonut rabamos, b'Yerushalayim nesra abamos. What's the pshat? It's like a melech, shamal abdo. Al tishtayayim lo mitveria, v'lo mikisaria, v'lo mitzipori. When you get to Tveria, I don't want you drinking any wine. I don't want to drink. I don't want to see you drunk in Caesarea. I don't want to see you drunk in Tzipori. Mashma that on the road you can get drunk. I never say anything about not getting drunk. Same thing over here. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you didn't come to Tveria, so to speak. You know, you didn't come to Shiloh yet. You didn't come to Yerushalayim yet. You don't need Tzvaris why it's Buddha. I never told you otherwise. I said, Lo Bata Mamu Kavala Nachala. No. So in between, go ahead and get drunk. Meaning go and bring your Karbanis B'chol Makom in your private places. That's the pshat. Kach be'olmoy. And so it's the same thing over here. It's called, Yerushalayim is called Menucha Adeyad. That's the place that is the comparative relative to the other places. It's Adeyad. Because the olmoy is basically, was a temporary residence spot. How many years was there in olmoy? 39 years. Asu Arboim Chasarachad. The second year, it says, Vayiba Chodesh HaRishon Bashana Sheni. Who come on Mishkan? So the second year, the 40th, there was a Mishkan, gives you 39 years of a Mishkan. No. The Gilgal, Aswar Basra Shana. We know there was Sheva Shanim Shekivsho and Sheva Shanim Shekilko. Gemara learns this out from Kolev, who traces how old he was at the time that Moshe sent him, and how old he is now that he wants to get his Nakala. So it's clear that it took 7 years from Kedisa La'aretz. Sheva Shikoka, we said, is a svara. In any event, 14 years, 39 years. Shiloh, 369 years. No, big deal. Because that's all that's left. If you add up the years as well, and you put in Nova, Givon, and Gilgal, you end up with 369. Nova and Givon together, you've got 57 years, b'sach hakol. In Nov, you have Shloshet Tzrei. Benov, because Shiloh was destroyed when Eli died, they came to Nov, and when Shmuel died, so now Nov was destroyed, and they came to Givon. And it says that Shmuel shafat at Israel as Shoshani, but then he also had the 3 years that he was together with Eli. So that the 3 years that he was together with Shaul. 1 year together with Shaul, 2 years and then see Shaul, and so on. So that's 13 years, and then you have 44 years with Givon, which is Dovid HaMelech's 40 years, but he didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. And then there were 4 years now before Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. That's 44 years. These are short periods. But in Yerushalayim, also b'binyan harishon arba'miot v'yesser, there were 410 years just for the Beis Rishon, and b'binyan ha'achron arba'miot v'esrim, and 420. So the 830 years, new. That's already some serious time. No, 300 years, big deal. 800 years already, start to grow up, you know. L'kayem ha-shenem ha-gadol yeh kvod ha-bayit ha-zeh ha-acharon min ha-rishon. Even though, obviously, there was no Vitumim, there was no Shem HaMishka, there was no Aron, there was no Eishma. What sense is it gadol? Must be, it was gadol b'shanim. So the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon was 410, Beis HaMikdash HaShanim was 420. Hadron l'akpert me'ah, we can't say Hadron l'akpert, we still have a lot of dapim, we have to now catch up, and we have a lot of time to catch up because we don't have all the got up to see.